This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last friend. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Final check-in on our first one. Which Super Bowl win did you connect with more? 55.8% 2017, 44.2% this year. Okay. Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's poppin'? Happy Thursday. What's up, fellas?
What up, Yosh?
Well, I miss y'all.
I miss you too. Where you been?
Well, I've been getting home a little late, and I've been working out twice when I get home because, you know, the summertime comes, and I got a little extra fit. So I just been working out and listening. I'll text Jack and what's name and get my input on some things. But, you know, I got to get – it's almost gun season, Ike. You know what I'm talking about?
I feel you, baby. Yes, sir.
Well, Ike doesn't know what you're talking about.
I know what he's talking about, man.
Birthday coming up in a couple months, too. I got to look good when I make this real, telling everybody to look at me now, what you got to say. I'm still popping. Popping on, baby.
Goodness gracious.
Touch on real quick. A couple things I missed out. Famous uncles or great uncles on TV. Uncle Ruckus. I really like him. And if you don't know who Uncle Ruckus is, he was from the Boondocks. And if you want to get an idea who he is, what's saying, if you've seen Django.
Time out. What are we talking about?
Colors are getting out of control.
He's answering other topics.
Yeah, he's answering other topics.
Was it like 3 days ago, the uncle thing?
Don't worry about when I did it. Okay. That's why Herb coming at your neck. Good gracious, let me finish.
All right, fine.
Damn. Good gracious. I got to gather myself. I love some reality shows, too, man. I'm telling you, me and my wife, we sit down, boy, and I flop down. I'm going to tell you right now, Loving Hip Hop New York, that was the Peter Pankey show to me. I watched that just for Peter Gunn.
Peter Pankey show.
And all his women. And Loving Hip Hop Atlanta, that was the Stevie J show.
That's the Stevie J show right there. Yes, sir.
Every time I watch wife said something to me, I was making that little rat face, boy. I'm gonna tell you right now. Hey, well, it's a good one on Netflix. What's name called Young, Rich and Famous? Them Africans, good gracious, boy. Everybody got a duffel bag walking around. What's name? And it ain't no dirt. My wife, we be watching. She's like, What the dirt at? I'm like, no, they young, rich and famous, baby. They is packing up there. And Wags the Witches to Riches with Ocho Cinco. That's a pretty good one on Netflix, also, Ike. I'm so happy you and got away with wrestling from your Soprano phase. Every next question, it was a Soprano answer. Name a bug. What's the name that bite? Uncle Junior on Sopranos. What time of day you get up? Tony Soprano.
This is my favorite show, man.
I can tell. Best scene. As a child, I loved when Kelly LeBrock was Charlotte and the woman in red, and she walked over that manhole.
Is he doing next question for the
still
whole
doing
week?
Next
whole
week. Yes.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, like, just call more if this is what it's going to turn into.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, I'm you know what? Spike messing up my mojo, so I'm going to just stop because he want to question everything.
Spike, no, I'm just saying nobody knows who you're talking about.
I'm going to delete this call for the scene. Because he a hater. Give me 5 minutes. Y'all trying to get up for an hour. Can I get my 1 minute? That's all right. You know what? I love both Super Bowls. But what's name? I cried on the first one. I think I was more connected to this one because I love to beat somebody up when I used to beat people up or try to beat people up. Just to go into the fight. You know, this game was like, that person has been talking about you. But when they see you, they smile in your face. Uh-huh. But they've been talking about you. You're like, when I catch you, man, I'm put them paws on you. Like Scrappy used to say on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. All right? I'm going to put them paws on you.
Yep.
What's that? And, man, when we finally got them, just to beat them down. And I love being relaxed because I wasn't relaxed in 2017. I was on edge, what's name, in 2022. So it felt good to just sit back and relax. So I'm more connected to this one. Love them both. Wouldn't trade either for nothing. Nothing. Nothing in the world. Spike, you better watch out because her is coming for you. And today.
Let him come.
Signature look.
Ooh, boy.
For me, you know I got to go with somebody with his name that's just turned me on. I used to love Elvira.
Oh, Mistress Elvira of the Night.
Well, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
What is this an answer to again?
Signature look.
Oh, signature look. Oh, yeah. Today, she had a signature look. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I love that you know what this was the answer to.
Well, this is completely out of control.
Yeah,
I've lost.
I was liking everybody that looked like her. I was liking Morticia Adams. I was liking daggone Aunt Lily from The Monsters. Like, I was like, oh, that's Elvira aunt. That's Elvira sister. Oh, man. I love me some Elvira. I love y'all, Cass. Happy to talk to y'all.
Yes.
Still champions all the way to September 4th, 2020.
There you go.
Baby.
That's right.
Oh, go, Kurt.
All right. Jeez Louise. What was that call? What's going on here with everybody?
Well, it's after 5:30. Whatever.
Yeah, but it's been all day.
No, I know. Listen, everyone's happy. It's a little warm outside.
All right. So this is from New Heights, right? Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce was talking to Jason about their... The Eagles having so much money invested in their quarterback and two wide receivers. And this is what he had to say.
I've never heard of this much of the salary cap being allocated to three offensive players.
Well, the Eagles got to be pretty dang close with A.J. Brown. DeVonta Smith is going to be up for a contract soon. And Jalen Hurts, get ready to see that one. Or they're going to let DeVonta Smith go. I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, DeVonta Smith isn't making 50 mil.
You don't think Devontae is going to get close to what T. Higgins is making? The only reason A.J. isn't making 55 is because A.J. got redone a couple years ago or last year.
I hear you. All right. He's still only making 30.
They're going to be up again here in another year or two, and I bet it gets close to this. We'll find out.
We're going to find out. I don't think they stay.
Well, Travis Kelce doesn't think they're going to be able to keep doing it. I got my eye on it, them having this much. Because the Bengals are not paying as many people as we're paying. The Bengals are doing it, but they also don't have as much money.
They have three $20 million offensive linemen.
Right.
$30 million running back.
$30 million running back. They do have a defensive lineman that is about to get paid.
Yep.
Or, well, I think, and we have one there. But I don't know, man. And the cornerbacks and the, you know, eventually Quinion Mitchell.
Yeah.
I would.
Stingley contract was shocking from that standpoint because Stingley got $90 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, like, and Quinion, I mean, that price is only going up, especially if he continues on his trajectory.
Yeah. I would bet 3 years is a long time. Like, I wonder if they have both guys in 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, eventually, just like the Eagles have made the tough decision of moving on from certain players because they feel like there are players they can't get rid of or don't want to get rid of, however you want to look at it, and justifiably so, on the offensive side of the ball. Like, I can't look at the offense and be like, oh, we should have got rid of this guy, right? Like they are paying guys because they are some of the best at their position.
Right.
So, but the Eagles have had the luxury of doing that while not paying really anybody on defense except for now Zach Bond.
Right.
So to your point, in 2 years, that's going to change.
Yes.
Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis.
Nolan Smith.
You got the young corners. So then it becomes, are we letting young talent walk on the defense to keep guys on the offense? Or do we start to say, on offense side, we got to move on from this player or that player? And that's why I think you're saying.
Well, and we'll be paying Jalen more.
And Jalen will be making more.
You would assume.
Yes. So then you wonder, can you keep the two receivers at that price?
The Chiefs chose defense, by the way.
They did.
If we're following the trend. I mean, like, they paid the Chris Chiefs Jones.
Yep.
They paid the one linebacker, Bolton, I believe.
Yeah. They kept Travis because you can control a tight end.
Sure.
Yes, he's making $16 million or $30 million
a year. Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, and the quarterback, like how the quarterback plays is going to be into it because the Chiefs were able to do it because their quarterback is magic to a certain extent.
Yep.
And the other thing that at that point in 2 years, A.J. Brown will be 29. And who's had a lot of knee issues, and maybe the decision gets made for them by then. But I don't think you're going to be able to pay both guys for eternity.
And pay the
everybody
money that's going to have to go on the defensive side.
Everybody else.
And remember, the defense will have the advantage because they're younger.
Right.
So you're not getting, I mean, we just got rid of a 25-year-old.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that they didn't feel comfortable letting Milton Williams walk at that age.
You know, of course they want to sign Milton Williams.
Yeah, they want to sign
everybody
that
can
guy.
Say he got overpaid, but they would have loved to overpay Milton Williams to get him to stay here.
And how
the offense performs is going to be part of this, too. If this is a team that's still carried by their defense, they're going to look at it and go, well, this is the, we
makes
don't
no
we,
sense to pay.
Yeah, we don't need to spend all this money on this.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
not looking forward to that day.
Of course you are.
I'm not.
Oh, you're not looking forward to it.
I'm not looking forward to
that. Oh, you said you're not looking forward to
it. Would you two take a deep breath?
It sounded like you said I'm looking forward to it.
Everyone's looking for the new slant of disrespecting the Eagle.
No, you've earned this. You said it's a prove-it year.
It is a prove-it year. Everyone knows it. Even the Eagles know it.
They probably do. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, so I need to do some housekeeping like Yoshi just did. First of all,
please don't.
I'm a 55-year-old white male living in the burbs, grew up in the burbs, still in the burbs in PA. All right? Okay.
Yeah, we're burbs.
And I got 4 seasons of snow in me. Come on, Ike.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, 4 seasons, and there's like 6 or 7. Like,
what is it? Was that the snow? What is it, snowfall?
Snowfall, yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen one episode.
Oh, we're talking about that show that happened. Oh, right.
It's a click and stick. Once you put it on, it's...
Okay.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you're 8 episodes in.
Okay. Well, listen, I need something new to like latch on to, so I'll take your word for it. I'm on it.
Hey, hang on Nick, 1 second. If you're listening to the show and you have a comment on anything we've talked about for the last 5 or 6 days, just call up. You know, you missed it. You missed your opportunity. No context either. Just go right in. Let him come. Yeah.
You know, man, it's probation. Draw on probation. We could call up and talk about, you know, last March.
Yeah.
For some reason, this last Super Bowl just touched me more. Now, it was a blowout.
And I was hooting and hollering. When Bond caught that interception, I was like, oh, this is just about done. And then when that fourth and three coming out of the locker room, that Kansas City had a fourth and three on the first drive.
Mm-hmm. Is that the Avante Maddox play?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was like 37-0 at that point.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It was like 37, wasn't it 37-3 or something? No, 34-0. You're right. It was 34-0, I thought.
Either way.
It doesn't. Okay, but that was it. Like, that was like this. I don't even have to watch the second half. I just jumped up and started cursing. My wife's like, what is all that about? I'm like, these boys are getting their ass whooped. It was just, you know what? We dominated. Everybody saw it. Everybody was like, oh, man. And I got to give it to OG Wade for his son, his stepson.
Yep.
He showed up.
He did.
All right. No offense, Corey. I'm on Aaron's side. I'm an Aaron's bus right now.
Wow.
Aaron's driving.
Wow. Corey in Kentucky. Yeah.
Corey Kentucky. That was classic.
Yeah.
But Bo Derek coming out of the.
There you go.
Rio.
Bo Derek.
Out of the water.
Is that the
signature?
She doesn't have a signature.
Well, what do you think? It was like girlfriend back in the 80s?
No, yeah, I'm just saying. I don't think
she have a signature.
That is a signature moment. But, like, I wouldn't say that Phoebe Cates in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, she doesn't have a signature look.
Right.
It's a scene. That look
right.
for
okay.
Bo. Yeah. So, but it's a look. I will think about that Bo Derek moment.
Yeah.
I have no problem thinking about it. But I don't think she.
She might be
has
the first white chick I've seen with braids in her hair.
And Jack.
Yes, probably.
I guess it is to Jack. Jack, just because music comes out the same month of the same year and it sounds like rock. It doesn't mean it's all grunge.
Yes.
Listen, everyone's getting all worked up about the grunge comment. I figured it was the era. I didn't know you had to be from Seattle.
No, it's a sound.
All right. All right. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the support on the grunge thing, too. Jack looked at me like I was crazy.
That makes you feel bad. I know that.
Yeah.
I know that, dude.
Well, it's just like.
You knew you were right anyway.
I know I'm right. Yeah.
You learn
like, yeah, he knew you were right.
Well,
anyway.
the worst part is I know I'm right. He looks at me like, what do you even care about? Like,
yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Now, this guy.
Of all the things that you go from zero to tight about, like I think music is number one.
Music might be the top one.
Well,
yeah.
I love music.
Well,
you can tell. Yeah.
Well aware.
Yeah. Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine Thursday?
What's up, feller?
What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's happening, bro? Man, I'm telling you, I hate the weather down here. It was like yesterday, it was sunny and 75, and now I'm sitting out here and it's 45 degrees on the dadgum porch. It was spitting little ice pellets earlier in the day. It's ridiculous, man. They get you fired up, focused, and prepared for spring, and they pull the curtain out from under you, rug out from under you, and it's ridiculous. But anyway.
We've moved on to weather in Tennessee.
Yeah,
is on the list of
any
topics.
Side topics you want to address?
Yeah, anything?
People to address it, so brother, I'm fired up and ready to go.
All right.
Anyway,
yeah.
As far as the Super Bowls go, man, the 17 one for me was better because it was the first and everything, and it was just more climactic. You know, like everybody said, it was over at halftime. I didn't really believe it was over, but it was over, and we just literally beat their eyes shut, beat them like they stole something, man, and like. We was the bullies. I'm not used to seeing the Eagles like do something like that to like what we would say is an all time team. You know, it's a dynasty team, and they just beat the hell out of them, man. Like they beat them and made them like it.
And made them like it.
Yeah, it just 17. You know, I just knew Gronk was going to catch that dadgum ball. I was like, good Lord, here we go. He's going to catch it, but they still got to go for two. You know, I was holding that hope when that ball hit the ground, dude. I picked Owen up. I was throwing him around like a little old rag doll, jumping up and down, and it was ridiculous, you know. It was just something I'll never forget. And, yes, Carson Wentz is more of a Super Bowl winner than Kenny Pickett.
Who do you think – let me ask you this, Justin. Who do you think feels more like a Super Bowl winner, Kenny Pickett or Carson Wentz?
Not Pickett.
Well, definitely Pickett.
Yeah.
I feel like Carson Wentz is more of a Super Bowl winner because if it wasn't for the dadgum Bronco, we don't buck all the way to the dadgum
Nuts. There you go.
Yeah, false good on it.
You know, Nick Foles could not have. I don't want to hear that junk. You about made me cuss.
What happened the next year?
But anyway.
Yeah.
And as far as who had their own, what did you say, look?
Signature look, because Mr. Rogers' birthday.
Dude, it's got to be Mr. T, right?
Somebody got him already.
Somebody got you. Yeah.
Okay, so what about, okay, somebody got Mr. T. My next one.
Oh, boy.
Well.
Oh, no.
I won't say it.
Now I need to know.
Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Pee Wee Herman's signature look.
Yeah. Oh, and the guy from Rocky Five. It was George Washington Duke, man.
That's his name.
Touch me and I'll sue.
Me and Yoshi was texting Jack, George Washington Duke, you know, only in America.
Same text.
Oh, really?
Rocky hits him. He drops a big GD at the end of it. But anyway, I'm going to get off here and let you go. I love you, boys. I mean it. And we're still champs. Go Birds.
We are.
There you go.
Pee Wee Herman, one of the GOATs. Pee Wee's Playhouse, one of my favorite shows of all time.
That was a signature look.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Saturday mornings, Pee Wee Playhouse.
Yep. I still know the words to the song. And there was before Pee Wee's Playhouse, there was an HBO special with him doing that whole bit, like Paul Rubens, the guy who did Pee Wee Herman. Yeah. But, what a great bit. Look, Jack's laughing. Look, he got caught doing something natural in a public place.
He was whacking that thing.
Yeah.
Or he just found out what he was.
Happens to the best of us.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Well, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I don't know if that happens.
Well, it happens to some of us. Overall, seemed like a good guy.
All things rest in peace,
Pee Wee Herman.
I always thought Pee Wee Herman and Mr. Rogers were the same.
Is Paul Rubin dead?
Yeah, he died like 5 years ago, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's definitely dead. I don't know. I think it was definitely in the last 5 years.
I believe you.
Yeah, for sure. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Now, you got me nervous about it because we always kill people that aren't
dead.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I'm known for killing people.
I'm certain Pee Wee Herman's dead. Paul Rubens is dead. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Look, men, at the start of the fight, Apollo was peppering him with jabs and basically kicked him in the teeth. But in the end, our guy Drago preserved and killed Apollo. Chris in Middletown.
I don't remember his call.
Dude, honestly, I forget everything. Like, the beginning of the show,
yes.
The calls from four on.
It warped my brain.
The first 2 hours.
Yeah, my brain is scrambled. I have no idea what that was in reference to.
Me too.
Yeah, none of zero, zero.
Me either.
Yeah, what was next?
The guy that broke the news that the Eagles practiced the Philly special twice in the ballroom going to win Eagles Insider of the Year for next season? Mark in Monco.
I would say we all played that the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let him have his moment.
He was super excited for it.
Yeah.
So. I know. Never heard that story.
Yeah,
what's next?
People get all happy about it, but I just don't enjoy it that much. The excitement level for this just isn't what it used to be. Spike talking about pizza.
To be clear, I am not a fun person. Yeah, I miss pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I do miss pizza, yeah.
Well, there's good vegan pizza. Yeah,
pretty good vegan pizza. Yeah.
Oh, that's right, we had vegan pizza for your set-off.
Yeah, and you wouldn't try it.
That was terrible.
You didn't even know if it was trial, but you didn't try it.
No, I mean, it was a terrible idea.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that was when Keffer was in charge.
That's Keffer, yes.
Was it Keffer or was it Alex? I think it was it because Alex Silverman.
We're just going to blame Keffer.
Blame Keffer. Yeah. What's next?
That guy won Insider of the Year? The lie detector.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm looking forward. Do we have a date for the lie detector day again?
I don't know. You think Lakin's nervous?
Oh, well, we got to
put him
on.
He's going nowhere near the machine.
Yeah,
he is.
What a moment that was at the end of the year.
Just a reveal.
Yeah.
Didn't see it coming.
No, he just lied about everything. What's next?
If you coupled me with Spike's clothes, we'd definitely make a full eighth grader. Justin's mustache.
Okay.
That was a good part of the show today.
Making fun of Justin. Yeah, I love Justin. He does have the eighth grader mustache. Yeah. So I guess I do have the eighth grader clothes.
Yeah, you guys are close.
Yep. What's next?
Spike is a legend, but not his dad kind of legend. The Delaware Valley.
Well, that's in reference.
That was
in reference
to me.
The Rio's call.
Oh, yes. Right. Okay. Yeah, I really don't remember everything. Now I remember
that. That was a shot at me.
That was a great call.
That was all-time call.
Yeah, for you too, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's next?
Are you sure he's a legend, Daddy?
Of
Rios's kid seeing the picture of Ike with his underwear pulled over his sweater.
Yeah, I would not. Yeah, don't show him that picture. Don't show him that picture.
No, show him with the giant, shoulder pads and the neck roll.
Neck roll. There you go.
That's why I love that I work with you and Richie, because there's so many pictures of you guys with the giant
uniforms. The Joe. Yeah.
Because I don't think did Hugh have giant shoulder pads?
Hugh
did.
Hugh had a cowboy collar.
Oh, that's really?
Different the neck roll.
Oh, it's
out
when there's Brian Coxworth.
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. With the Dolphins.
Hugh had one of those.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, see, you should just show him the photo of you, Westbrook, Donovan.
On the team, the captain's picture.
That's a great photo.
Yeah, that is a great photo.
If you have that photo at your house,
I do have that photo at my house.
Right next to the fake photo of you sacking Peyton Manning.
Yeah. It's not a fake photo.
No, it's a fake photo.
It's not a fake photo.
You didn't sack Peyton Manning. It was already down.
Who said I did?
Well, the photo would suggest.
the photo implies it.
Yeah.
The photo does imply it, yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Ike was flying around the corner.
Does Fritz is sick tonight or no?
Yeah.
What's coming up, Derek?
No, I actually want to talk about the dome.
Oh, the dome?
Yeah. No.
Well, yeah, we didn't even get into the dome. Yeah.
Barely. But yeah, no, I. There's a little PSA to Jeff Lurie.
Oh, we did get into the dome.
Yeah, we did
get into the dome.
Wow. Well, today's legal.
First hour of the show, I have no idea what we talked about.
No, I have no idea. Man. Well, we will we'll talk to you more. Not at Cheekies and Peace tomorrow, but if you want a place to go check out the tournament.
Of course.
You got to go to Cheekies Special Menu. CheekiesandPeace.com is where you can check it out. Thank you so much for listening to the program.